Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change my mind.
It's Cody and Special bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Walter Kieschel III, the author of The Lords of Strategy, The Secret Intellectual History of the New Corporate World. What's still a great book I encourage you to read and to keep with you and to understand. It'll help you understand about how to operate your business in the 21st century. Walter, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about some more about this leadership, this management style. One of the things that we learned about Bezos, you mentioned in the previous segment about how the expose on Amazon, this great successful company that we now seem to have discovered, was being fairly oppressive on their employees. There's a term in that article called data-driven management.
Right.
What do you talk to us about that? I mean, that's a little inhumane. Sounds like, doesn't it?
Well, the people who defend it are saying, well, no, we're just getting metrics and quantification on what our employees are doing, in the same way that we try to do that for customers. So you have these employee relation management systems or employee management systems that are automated. Everything that the employee does or how he or she spends his time is kind of entered into the system and then tracked, and then they keep track of, management keeps track of that. And it can be useful, just like, you know, knowing the facts on your customers can be useful, but it also can be kind of Orwellian, intrusive, and I think oppressive. One of the things that is just essential if you're going to have a system like that or any kind of leadership system that's got a lot of strong incentives and oversights is you got to be crystal clear with your people about what you're expecting of them, what their relationship is to the overall mm-hmm. mission of the organization, but also how these systems are going to work, what kind of information is going to be provided, so that nobody is ever surprised, and to the extent that you can minimize it, and nobody feels like they're being spied on.
But you know, Walter, one of the things that's been fascinating to me, and that I'm actually... my next book is going to be heavily focused on is the fact that you and I are analog. We're not digital. You and I as human beings, we're analog. And you and I haven't changed. You and I are not any different from our forebears of 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago. We're the same human beings, same DNA. Everything's the same except our experiences. But yet, we're moving into an increasingly almost 100% digital world. And I just see a lot of challenges there. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. And the real question is, how are we going to put into effect or use all the information or the new capabilities that digital provides us?
But how do we maximize digital without losing the humanity? Isn't that the question?
That is a good question. And what is it going to mean to be humane and to be human in an increasingly digital world? But I think there are ways that you can move toward that. You can, if you're, a couple of senior analog types like ourselves, we can make sure that we're talking to some digital people, that we're finding out as much as we can about digital media and its usage. And what does digital mean? Does it just mean more mm-hmm. kind of quantification and information on our businesses in that respect? Does it mean better communications?
I'm a subscriber, Walter, to John Nesbitt's prophecy of 35 years ago when he said, the more high-tech we have, the more high touch we will want. And it seems to me that data-driven management is the opposite of high touch. Am I wrong about that?
It can be, absolutely. If you rely simply on your data-driven system or your employer management software and don't have the face-to-face conversations with your people, don't have the human interaction with them, it is the antithesis of that. I mean, it's the enemy of good management and high touch. And customers want more high touch, too. They want to be, in, you know,
you
wrote the book on this subject, The Age of the Customer. They certainly want a wider variety of interactions, and they want to be listened to and paid attention to, and not just in the way that a robot will do it.
So the challenge that we have as 21st century managers is how do we ramp up the technology? How do we ramp up the digital so that we can be smarter and faster and more efficient, more productive, but also apply that, fit that, suit that, saddle the humans with that in a way that still allows for humanity and for the humans to be able to operate that technology. Isn't that the balance?
That is the balance. And as we've talked about before, there's also the management element of that, the critical thing to remember there. And, you know, how do you get your employees to do that and ramp up the human while at the same time exploiting the digital? The thing to remember there is that employees treat customers exactly the same way that their managers treat them.
Mm-hmm. See the way I would, if for example, if I were training a sales organization, I would be helping those salespeople use the heck out of technology to learn as much as we can about the customer.
Right.
But then whenever they got within the stone's throw of the customer, I'd make sure that they became the most human entities in the world. I'd make sure that when they even approximated the vicinity of the customer, that the technology went away and the human being came out.
And people forget, but you can train people and improve that, the human dimension. You can lots of folks can use a little coaching on how to have a great face-to-face conversation.
That, no question about it. We continue to have to do that. Hold on to that thought. Walter Kieschel and I will be right back. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.